Eureka Springs Cemetery Commission is taking measures to control grave decorations, including permanent Confederate flags placed by Confederate history advocates. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the red flag with a blue cross twinkling with 13 white stars represents historic Southern sovereignty. But the flag is also associated with hate.
Susan Tharp is chairperson of the Eureka Springs Cemetery Commission, which oversees operations of the 40-acre forested preserve.
We have a little over 4,500 grave sites out there.
96 contain the remains of Civil War veterans, both Union and Confederate, which number around 50. Confederate flags mysteriously began to appear on those graves a few years ago. None were removed. Tharp learned Colton Massey, commander of a local chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Carroll County, is responsible.
And he does it for several cemeteries in the area. Our cemetery is not the only cemetery.
Every time I walked in there, I started seeing more and more.
Kathy Atwood, a retired Eureka Springs school teacher, says she used to enjoy walking through the cemetery. She's done so for two decades along curving, narrow roads shaded by old-growth pines, cedars, and oak. But now she's avoiding the place because of the rebel flags.
I was actually pretty upset by it, and I did speak with the sexton. I did ask her. I said, "Where are these flags, you know, coming from?" And I never really could get an answer from her until... I think last year, and she told me that a very fine young man was placing them.
Arkansas enacts laws for public cemeteries, but decoration rules are decided locally by appointed commissions, operators, or sextons. So Atwood wrote a letter to the editor of the Eureka Springs Independent to voice her concern about the flags.
And I didn't hear anything, and then a few weeks later, the cemetery board published their minutes from their meeting in the paper, and it reported that someone had complained, which would have been me, someone had complained about the Confederate flags, but it was not important enough to place on next month's agenda. So that upset me, and so I decided, well, I'm going to write a letter to the commissioners.
But first, she decided to message Colton Massey on Facebook.
I found out that he was a member of the Sons of the Confederate veterans. If you look on their website, they sell a booklet. It's a Confederate catechism, and it claims the Civil War was not caused by slavery. There's statements like that slaves were spoiled and lucky to be slaves. They quote people on the website claiming that the Emancipation Proclamation is unconstitutional.
Atwood says she shared all of this in her letter to the Eureka Springs Cemetery Commission, as well as Mayor Butch Berry. He did not respond, she says. But the Cemetery Commission proposed new grave decorating rules. Again, Susan Tharp.
Any individuals or groups wishing to place flags or plaques on grave markers not under their ownership must first obtain permission from the cemetery superintendent. If the plot owner or family does not want the placement of any flags or plaques, they should notify the cemetery superintendent that it can be discreetly indicated on the plot.
Tharp also serves as acting cemetery superintendent. The rule was adopted February 12th, but Kathy Atwood says nothing's changed.
The flags were still there. And the sexton is the one who gives permission to put these flags out. And she thinks that Colton Massey is a very fine young man. Well, he may be a fine young man, but he's representing an organization that distorts history.
Atwood says she's entitled to speak out. She has Southern roots tracing back to the Civil War.
And we have a family cemetery with Confederate officers buried there, actually on property that was a battlefield, but we don't display Confederate flags.
She says she's queried public cemeteries around this state, including Little Rock, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, to make her case to the Eureka Springs Cemetery Commission.
I suggested that they have the flags displayed just on holidays, like, you know, Veterans or Memorial Day, and then put them away.
Colton Massey did not respond to a query for this report, but an audio recording of a commission meeting provided by the City of Eureka Springs reveals he does genealogical research to document the lives and graves of Confederate soldiers buried in Carroll County, including Eureka Springs.
Let us not forget the sacrifices they made. That's why there stands the battle flag for the grave. God bless all of the men who have fought and died for our country. No matter which side they fought for, they should be honored. And let not their hearts be troubled if today they are forgotten here. I'll remember them for you tomorrow.
The recording is rough, but Massey basically says all veterans should be treated equal and allowed acknowledgement. The modern public display of Confederate States of America flags has its genesis in the Civil Rights Movement as a symbol of opposition. The flag is also flown by the Ku Klux Klan, white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and anti-government militias. In confrontational clashes in recent years to remove public Confederate monuments has spurred renewed heritage defense activities, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Dorothy Miller, an associate of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, is a Benton County genealogist who works to document and preserve local Confederate history and graves.
It is common to do this, and most people that have family that are buried in this area really appreciate it. The only problems we have are newcomers coming in that does not realize how much activity went on here during the Civil War and how many of our family members were murdered, killed, and things happened to them after the war. The North came down, I shouldn't even say this, and a lot of people were murdered after the war so they could get the land. I shouldn't even put this on the air, but I am not a member of this group as far as what they do. I did not have anyone in the war, but I did help Bill Dade compile 5,000 men that is in the books in the libraries telling what these men did, and it's got their items of interest, obituaries, and biographies in it. We are still looking for more burials.
Miller says Confederate Heritage sympathizers from around the region traveled to Eureka Springs Cemetery to pay their respects to Colton Massey after the controversy broke. It also made national news, but that only places the popular tourist destination in an awkward light, says Kathy Atwood.
Over the years, this flag has become a symbol of hate and racism, and this is what is in our city cemetery. You know, I'm not doing this to make my town, Eureka Springs, look bad. I want it to be better.
Much of the town, including Eureka Springs Cemetery, is on the National Register of Historic Places. Kathy Atwood says she has no plans at present to confront the commission, but says it only makes sense to make flagging a temporary holiday occurrence. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich